I first met Katie in a rural school in central Queensland. Having just entered year four, she was happy, well-spoken, and had been blind from birth. As a relatively new teacher, I will be honest, I did panic the week before school started when I found out that Katie was going to be in my class. I had never met anyone who was blind and had no experience at all with working with people with no vision, and the thought of learning Braille was overwhelming. Katie was transferring from a different school, so I was not able to meet with her previous teachers to hear about how they adapted the curriculum. Fortunately, our district had an advisory visiting teacher for vision impairment who met with me and went through her case notes to help me get a sense of who Katie was as a learner. With assistance, I worked out ways I would need to adapt the way I presented information, my teaching pedagogy, as well as how I set up my classroom and group interactions. When I first met Katie, I was impressed with her persistence, resilience, and friendly nature. She quickly became a popular member of our classroom. I found Braille really intriguing. The coding element was really exciting, and so did many other students. I did an online course, but to be honest, Katie's devices all translated into print on the computer, and she had the support from the AVT for Braille. So the students and I learned basic Braille and would use it to send messages of confirmation to each other throughout the week. We also used it for spelling activities, which became the favourite part of our week, and my students had the best spelling scores in the district. I had to be organised and know what I was teaching each week so that it was available in Braille. A number of other students responded really well to my change of teaching pedagogy, which involved speaking as I wrote on the board, explaining everything verbally, and describing illustrations in books, maps and diagrams. Brailing took longer than reading or writing, so everything I did ensured Katie had work of the same academic integrity. I gave her only one or two examples as long as she got them correct. Of course, there were occasions when something changed or altered at the last minute and Katie would become frustrated. I taught Katie to advocate for herself and tell me if something was inaccessible, and we soon became good at thinking on our feet, having a student read something out or I read everything to the class. However, through our preparations, on most occasions, Katie was able to independently access what everyone was doing. My classroom was the best laid out it had been in years. I had set out wide spaces between the desks, quiet items in accessible areas. Of course, Katie bumped into chairs left out by students every now and then, but I found it gave the students a reason to tidy up after themselves, tuck their chairs in, and walk slowly through the classroom. Katie was involved in lunchtime activities with her friends, who ate with her and then showed her where everything was in the playground. She particularly loved the monkey bars and could get there even without her cane, as she appeared to have mapped out the whole school. When I started the year, I admit I felt sorry for Katie. I wondered how she would interact with the others and how she would complete her work. By the end of the year, I was nothing short of inspired. With a few modifications, Katie was doing what all her peers were doing, just accessing the content in a different way. I was impressed with her perseverance and resilient disposition. I also noted wonderful qualities of empathy and awe from the other students. Working together to help everyone, including Katie, to achieve goals was their priority, and I'm sure that having Katie in their class meant they were even more equipped to work with diversity and tolerance in their futures. Teaching Katie had a profound impact on me. I decided to retrain as a teacher of the vision impaired and have since met many other children who are blind. Just like the rest of our children, they are diverse in their personality, ability and confidence. Adaptive technology has improved greatly with inbuilt screen readers on computers and iPads, electronic braille devices, 3D printers and many general technology tools such as the iPhone that makes information accessible. Teaching is a career that makes a difference. Teaching a child with a vision impairment just requires rethinking your curriculum and pedagogy and a desire to see all children access education to reach their potential. I encourage anyone who has the honour of teaching a child with a vision impairment to use it as an opportunity to improve your own teaching and the minds of all of the students in your class.